Right.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Community Relations Committee. Please, let's stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Mr. Chevarella?
He's excused.
Mr. Newberg?
Here.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Ms. Pettinici?
Here.
Okay.
The record should reflect you have a quorum.
Thank you. Is there any additions, deletions, corrections for the agenda? All right, you have anything? Mr. Newberg?
No, I have nothing.
Okay, thank you. Amy?
No, thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? If you're on the agenda, I will let you speak at that time. But is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone from the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to number six, adopt the 2025 regular meeting schedule. Those are our committees, and you'll find that on the back of your agenda. And if there's no problem with that, I will entertain a motion to accept that as printed.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Newberg.
Second.
Seconded by Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so passed. Number seven, Light Department Report. Armine?
Good evening. I passed out the list on the items that are under blight or going to be blighted. The most recent ones that will be blighted in the next probably 10 days to 2 weeks will be 860 Baldwin Road, 274 Derby Avenue, 126 Hawkins Street, and 131 Hawkins Street is in progress. 131 is the Overhill Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
And 126 is the Motorcycle Club. And then 860 Baldwin is the farm on off of Route 34. We finally got that stuff right. And 274 is right on Derby Avenue. He received the second letter. No work has been done, so we're going to process with a lien on that. Everything else that you see is the monies are adding up. We're trying to keep a track on the high numbers of properties that are already being liened or foreclosed on. On the right. Okay. Rich, I sent you an email today on 1011 Roosevelt, the one that the guy died. And they said we've been waiting for foreclosure on that unit. And Mary Salato, the attorney, said there's a junior lien holder that's holding up the.
I saw the email, but 1011 Roosevelt, I do not believe there's a blight lien of record on 1011 Roosevelt. There is a tax lien of record.
Okay, I got that after I left today, but I'm going to check that tomorrow.
Okay, please.
Because I thought there was a blight, according to, I mean, that thing's been sitting around forever, so.
What is it, 1011?
1011,
so
yeah.
1010 is on here, right?
It's probably 1010.
1010 is here.
It's 1011.
It says 1011 in this column.
It's 1011. This, the third column.
Oh,
is
the 10, first
it's
column.
1011, that was a misprint.
Oh.
That's the house with the trailer in the front and all the trash there, right?
Right over here.
It was misprinted on the sheet.
I got it.
Okay. Everything else is current. 344 Sentinel Hill. We're going to process a lien on that. Also, I gave them materials to Matt on that.
That on the corner there?
No, that's the one further down where he was building the doing the repair on the cars and his driveway or on the side yard.
Yeah.
So we were going to lean him. I do have a question, and I don't know where to go with it, to be honest with you. On Dan's garage on Roosevelt Drive, he's got all those junks out front. He does have a used car license. So I don't know if I can move forward with that.
Well, the cars are in the lot next to it.
Yes. He's got the garage on the street, Cop Camptown Road, or is in between. Yeah. And all those cars are not, they don't run.
No.
The last time we met with him, I told him, he said he would clean it up. He said he has a used car license. He hasn't cleaned it up. I told him to call Chuck and Eddie's up. They'll pay him $400 or $500 a car.
They've been there for years.
But he doesn't want to move on that. Now, since he has a used car lot, a license, can we move anywhere on that?
Let's look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll look at it. I want to go back and look at something on cars and blight.
Yeah. Okay, because they're junks. I mean, I can send you pictures.
They've been there for years.
They've been there forever. They're not one of them runs.
There's no for sale signs on them or anything.
No, they're junk. Right. I mean, it's totally junk.
Send me a photograph.
I was in the business for 40 years. I know. Yeah.
Long time business. Good guy. Junk, so
yeah.
You got a photograph, Carm?
Yeah.
Send me a photo.
Okay.
I want to take a look at
it. All right. Other than that, everything is as current as we can make it. And we're moving on. New stuff that's coming, very little stuff is coming in. I'm still getting letters on 118 Harold. I got a call today from...
What letter did you get on?
Well, I got a call today from the company that's doing the maintenance, I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to address that tomorrow with him. I don't even finish reading the email because I got it after I left
today.
With that. Yeah, it's more closed. Yeah. So do I have to proceed with that if the lady next door complains about leaves on the stuff?
No.
Do I have to get involved in that anymore?
No, not unless you find it's blighted, but I don't think that's blighted.
Well, there's leaves blowing around, but other than that, I can't do anything about leaves blowing around.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to just close that up then.
That was successful. The garage door got fixed. The
garage door, they bought it up. This looks presentable.
It got presentable.
Right.
We got paid, and we managed to get it through the courts, so that's pretty good.
The only other issue is 77 Minerva.
77 Minerva continues to be interesting. There's an attorney now trying to reach us.
Capizello, right. And I got a call today from the owner, but it came in after I left, so I'll have to call him tomorrow.
I returned Mr. Capizello's call, and I haven't spoken to him.
Because he offered us a sum of money, which is ridiculous. And
I bet it is.
It was 25.
Well, to put it in perspective, I don't have it in front of me. I don't have the file in front of me, but I'll do this from memory. There are taxes owed on that property, taxes that are worth probably more than that. Probably.
They are because he was already talking to Brian.
Yep. There's WPCA on that as well. Mm-hmm. Then there's a blight lien that when you do the math, it's approximately $500,000.
Pretty
and that's
close.
What I'm going to tell Attorney Capizello.
Okay.
And so
the reason they're moving on it, I'm sure you know, is the properties, they have a buyer.
Good for them.
Yeah. I said, that's great because now you can pay us. That's just what I told
them. See what they want to offer.
Yeah. Well, they offered the offer. So
yeah, if not, we have a foreclosure that's in good shape.
It's ready. So, but he came down. I spoke to him and the realtor. And I says, you know, you have it sold, but we have to get satisfied.
Yeah.
And I says, I can't negotiate it. It has to go through the attorneys.
Well, it's also blighted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is.
And he's got another property that's blighted also.
Right here.
23 Anson is his also.
Yeah. And it has some value.
And that's blighted.
Property has some value to the city. 77 Minerva at this point.
So this is the entire list. This is the same
that's
list you have, Counselor?
I can't swear to that.
Pretty close to it, but I added some numbers on, so that's the updated one.
We found a few.
Yeah. I mean, this is a smaller list. It's nice.
Yeah, because we've been cleaning and trying to clean it up.
Even though it's so big, I like that.
I make it so you guys can read it. You're older than I am, so you can read it better.
Yeah, no, that's...
We have reasons to... We had
there was a printer this big around, but that's beautiful, yeah.
Okay, so that's what... if any questions, that's what I have right now.
Sounds good. All right, you have any questions?
Okay, I'll just send you. I may have it downstairs. I could bring him to you tonight if you want.
If whatever is convenient.
Yeah, they're downstairs.
I just want to take a peek at it. I got to look at something on cars.
Amy, Art, you have any questions?
I'm good.
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you, Carmine.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Move on to number 8, Derby MLK Mural Project and Team Incorporated. Discussion. State your name and...
David Morgan.
Oh, again.
You see a green light. There you go.
What a team. David Morgan, President CEO of Team Inc., 30 Elizabeth Street, Derby, and fellow resident.
Dave Gaddison, 273 Derby Avenue.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Sill. I also want to recognize the mayor and chief of staff, Linda Fusco. We're back. Our MLK committee at Team Inc. And many know us for the work we've done, not only here in Derby, but throughout the valley, from the prominent MLK bus that the state of Connecticut recognized on Main Street in Ansonia. We're also the fiscal agent that scholarships youth and kids to go on the HBCU, Historically Black Colleges and University tours, and the Civil Rights tours. We are back because we're ready to go, and we're ready to do a prominent Derby mural. And so our goal tonight is to get back on in this partnership with the city of Derby, use it as a way to bring the community together, not only on the mural, but the community building and building the relationships neighbor to neighbor that you know us very well for. Again, I got to give a shout out to the mayor and his staff, because we've tried many locations from near the Derby Green to some buildings around the downtown area, again, trying to find a prominent place. And it's been challenging, but we do believe we now have a space. And so we would love to start building consensus with the city. And in a perfect world, we'd love to be able to unveil it at the Juneteenth event this coming June with the mayor and the city and all residents and peoples beholden to Derby. I'll hand it off to Mr. Gaddison in a second there. That's number one. We'd love to just get that consensus on the location, and brought a printout. It's literally right across, if you go across the street from Twisted Vine and right down by the Riverwalk. And I have a picture of the wall. I made copies, I can hand it all out to everybody, but you can see where most of the committee is standing right there. And you can see, you'll see the graffiti marking. So when you do go over there to verify, you'll know exactly the canvas, if you will, picture, we're looking for. And so
that's the location you like.
That's the one we like, because it has, you know, I mean, Derby, it should be very proud of being, you know, number two, sometimes number one as far as traffic. And so inspiring people with the message of, you know, many know us for our tagline of unity in the community, and again, building that relational infrastructure. And there's, you know, Derby is really on the precipice of becoming one of the not only the small city, but one of the most beautiful, developing, prominent cities to live, work, and play in. Firmly believe that between
better
that.
And better.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is, you know, in some of our past presentations, and you look at, you know, our community index work, our community assessment work, or some of the Derby profile work, you know, we have a lot of strengths and we have some blind spots and some opportunities that, and we have all the assets. We have the expertise and the passion to build forward relationally on top of economically, socially, and environmentally in Derby. So this is such a, frankly, you know, the pandemic and some of the fundraising slowed us down a little, but it, you know, it's almost a blessing in disguise, because it's timed very beautifully with what you have all been co-creating over, you know, the last year and where Derby's going. So I'll pass those out, and if I may, Mr. Chair, to allow a Derby resident and one of our founding members of the committee share a little bit from a Derby resident. And again, we have lots of Derby residents getting together for this.
Yes, I've been a Derby resident since 87, and I was actually the first member that was elected to the board of directors at the Birmingham Condominiums. And we just want to try to encourage you to be on board with our initiatives through our communities. We all like to have a community where people are together, and these are the types of things that you know, Dr. King had always talked about. And so in today's climate, you know, we all want to leave a legacy of unity in the community for our children. And even now, you know, we look at our communities, and unfortunately, you know, you have some that are dealing with school shootings and things of that nature. And, you know, we can change that narrative in our communities and just try to be kind to one another. You know, this mural that we're looking to put up is representing that type of unity in the community. And as it has been said, you know, in order to do something like that, starts with the man in the mirror. And, you know, to have an attitude where it's okay to respect somebody, and it's okay to give a random act of kindness. You know, it's okay to work together and to achieve together and to do it in unity and in peace. And so this is the message that we're trying to get, that we can all work together. And we're just looking for, you know, support from the city towards this initiative, and to make the community want to be involved, because they see something positive that, you know, we're working together. We're building up across the street, and, you know, you got new stuff going up. Why not have a new mural to go along with it? You know, keep the ball rolling as we take Derby to a higher level. And again, we just want to encourage everybody to be on board, that as we draw together, we can accomplish more things, making this a city that people want to visit, a city where people feel comfortable, that, you know, everybody is seen, everybody is heard. And, you know, we're just looking to make that commitment that we're going to be a community that everybody loves to be a part of. The mural, you know, we're looking for even, you know, people throughout the community to come and participate. I mean, in order to start painting the mural, you need a background. I mean, anybody can use a brush, anybody can use a ruler, just paint the background. And then, you know, once that's done with, you know, whoever would like to be in there, whether it's the mayor or anyone else in the city that wants to participate. And then, you know, open up opportunities for young artists to come in and, you know, even get paid for their talents while they're under the tutelage of a professional. So it's a whole community effort. Be nice to even having, you know, students or Board of Education to get involved, and just make it a big community effort. And I think it's a very positive thing for our city, and just hoping that we can, you know, move this along.
Thank you. Now, just a couple of questions, either Dave can answer questions. Mm-hmm. Do we know the makeup of the mural yet? Who's going to be on the mural?
Yeah, we have Dr. King, obviously, because he's a longtime national leader. But from the city of Derby, we have William Tatton. I don't know if you're familiar with him. And he was the first Black police officer. And once the emancipation was signed, Texas, unfortunately, they were the last holdout. So there was a federal contingent that went down to Texas to let them know that slavery had been abolished. And so he was a part of that contingent that led, and to make sure that they were in compliance with the federal laws. Looking at
the city would have some input.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're looking at having
probably talk about this month and next month and wrap that up. But okay. I want to know, you know, who's going to be on it. And what about the cost, the expense? Not much of an expense, I would think, on the wall.
No cost to the city is our goal. We're doing all this fundraising, so we're paying the artists. We have the artists identified. Isaac Bloodworth is with us tonight. And then the cost of the supplies. So the only request of the city is the blessing, if you will, and the consensus to, you know, reimagine that wall of space there on the walk in place of that graffiti, frankly. And to Dave Gaddison's point, Mary Portis, a Derby resident, the first woman of color, who was the first scout executive for the Scouts of America across the entire country, right from here, Derby, Connecticut. Ebenezer Bassett, the first U.S. ambassador, man of color, from Derby, Connecticut, to Haiti. And then, as Dave said, Charles S. Tatton was in the very regiment from right here in the valley who marched into Galveston, Texas on that June 19th, 1865. I mean, these are the histories that inspire kids and peoples from all walks of life, all right. colors. Yeah. And then, of course, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Would their names be on there so people know who it is?
Yes. Yeah, right. Their names and the image from the artist's perspective. And again, this isn't, you know, what we've often said, because we spent a number of years trying to build consensus. And certainly, you know, the city, we want the city to drive this. This isn't the Super Bowl mural. So this could be the beginning of something special and build upon, because there's so many peoples and individuals that really exude the pride of the city of Derby, Connecticut. But we felt like these four, based on all of our community engagements, so right before the pandemic and amidst the pandemic, and then even with... I see Gino here, formerly a chair, you know, in the middle of the pandemic when we were talking about names and so forth, working with Jack Walsh. And those were kind of the four that are really at the top of the list, but certainly
sorry.
Would.
Sorry, Mayor. Your name wasn't mentioned.
I don't know how to respond to that one.
But the wall, and like, what size are we talking?
If you look at that wall, Isaac, maybe it's about 8 feet by 6 feet, but you know, working with the artist, there's flexibility there to basically make it fit. You'll see the creases, they're basically squares, and the wall gets shorter, but basically so fitting it within that one square.
You know what you're gonna, okay.
Yeah, but it's flexible. If the city wants it smaller or bigger, we can continue to, we'd love to talk about that. That's fine.
All right.
Perhaps it would be good to have them submit what they're looking for and visually something.
Where we can put it on file too, so from the first meeting. So
that's a good next step. We have a couple of mock-ups that continue to get developed. We could submit that. That's a good idea.
Very good. Very good. Art, do you have any questions?
Ron, you touched on most of it, but I'm curious, who are the artists going to be? Are they local artists? Are you partnering with some other group?
We identified a lead artist, Isaac Bloodworth, who's here tonight from the city of New Haven. And the idea is one artist, but then actually getting individuals from within Derby. Full disclosure, what Dave was describing, that's me, a roller maybe helping putting primer on the wall, okay? But inviting the mayor, inviting the alders, inviting high schoolers, inviting business community, everybody who's beholden to living, working, playing, and loving Derby, this could be, the art piece is a beautiful thing. What's more important is building those relationships and driving that community dialogue together. So that's kind of what we envision, but really it's one artist with their expertise, that's Isaac Bloodworth, that we identified working through New Haven.
Very good. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Mayor.
I'm concerned that that wall is pretty have graffiti on it. So I would be afraid that we put that mural up and somebody would.
I was going to ask how we protect it.
And ruin it. So is there a way to protect the mural? So if that does happen, we can, one, clean it up, or two, somehow protect it, so that nobody can actually do that?
100%. It's an excellent question. We've spent a lot of time on this, and Isaac has really helped us with this. But the material we use will be proactively anticipating getting damaged so that it can be repaired and undone, if you will. And then there's a secondary conversation around how do we create spaces and outlets for individuals who are, you know, defacing property and so forth. And I don't want to blow up the schedule tonight, but we could put the material description, Mayor, in there about, it's not just another paint that it has some of that anti-damage, or you can recover from it. And again, part of our legacy, like we're not only trying to build legacy funding for immediate projects, we also want dollars for the ongoing maintenance and upkeep, like the bust in Ansonia. 50 years from now, you know, it's brass encased, and so it can get green. And so we're establishing a teammate and working with the group, trying to establish a legacy fund with the local foundation. So in perpetuity, funds can help with the maintenance and upkeep of all these things that are happening over time. Yeah. We'll put that in the written description now.
Thank you. Is there anything else? It's a good start, I think. We got a lot accomplished. We know where we're going. I didn't know, realize till tonight, but that is kind of a great spot down there. Yeah, I think.
Thanks.
Okay, anything else, Art or Amy? All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Sounds good. All right, moving on to number 9, 253 Roosevelt Drive, blight fines. I don't think we need executive session in this. This is the third time it's come before our committee here. And what I would like to do tonight is to bring it to the full board. This is going to be a vote to reduce this fine, but I'm not going to place an amount on it. I would like to decide that at the full board, either in executive session or in regular session. So I move that we reduce the fine to be paid within 45 days and bring the motion to the full board, but we'll set the amount at the full board. And I would like to say this is not a precedent-setting thing. In the past, I'd say 10 years, we've lowered fines and we've eliminated fines altogether. But I'd like to work with the full board on that amount. So I will make that in the form of a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
Are you there?
Yeah, sorry.
All in favor?
Do we wait, can
if
I discuss
it? Discussion, if you want to discuss it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, aren't the point of having these committees to actually flesh out a number and make these decisions prior to it going to the full board?
Well, yes and no. I don't want to shove something down their throat. But if you feel you have a number, an amount you'd like to toss around, we can talk about it here. We can certainly discuss it.
Let me jump in. From my perspective, I want to remind the committee that this is an active matter in litigation. And probably if there's going to be a full give and take.
Best discussed at the
executive session.
At the full board.
Wherever, but we're going to have an executive session because there is litigation.
What do you think, Art? Would you like to discuss it in executive session tonight? Because it is on the agenda, also an executive session, or we can make it an executive session item at the full board.
Well, I'd like to know what the mayor's office, what their opinion is. Like, what would they prefer? Would they prefer executive session within the committee, or are they fine with it going to the full board? You know, I mean, that's going to really dictate my answer to that question.
I think we certainly go into executive session tonight and discuss it.
So if Mr. Chairman, if that's the way the committee wants to go, then it would be incumbent to have a motion to go into executive session to discuss 253 Roosevelt Avenue Drive. The basis is that it's pending litigation, and we should have the chief of staff, the mayor, and me, I guess, the committee to be able to talk about it. You may want to invite in Alderman Kurtica, if he's here.
All right, I'll make that. As long
as he's Alderwoman Wadomski is also on the call, and I'll be walking in shortly.
Oh, thank you.
You too, sir.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
All right, so I'll make that in the form of motion that we go into executive session, including those people. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Art. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'm going to go into executive session at 5:33.
We'll see you soon, Roger.
Shouldn't be more than an hour, Roger.
No.
Oh, my.
No.
So I'm going to pause the recording for the folks that are online and put you in the waiting room. And then when they're done, they'll come out. We'll put you back in the full meeting. Just note the time. The time is
5:58. Thank you, Mark. Everybody, anybody come back in? All right, so we had a motion on the floor. It was seconded, and we were under discussion. All in favor?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, just come out. Oh, okay. Came out.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so passed.
And just, Mr. Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to make sure for the clarity of the record, that motion was to forward this to the full board for its agenda with no recommendation at this point.
Right.
Right.
Or executive session and...
And regular session.
Regular session.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, we'll go to number 10, and I think I could take care of that one. Motion to adjourn at 5:58. Is there a second?
Seconded
by Amy. Discussion, all in favor, go pass. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you all.
Okay, so I'm going to stop the recording of this meeting of the Community Relations Committee.